And though the arcane law states, yada yada yada, destructions of the soul, blah blah blah. Oh, come on. Where is it? I can hear you, you know. I can, though. I have very good hearing. You have to be, to hear the hum of magic coming at you in a sneak attack. Oh, look, I told you. You didn't need to stay here to keep me company. This really can't be much fun for you. You should go home and wait for me there. Get some rest. I should have some answers by morning. Well, I'm going to finish this archive. It will take at least a few more hours. Ancient wizards, unfortunately, didn't believe in clarity. Take this paragraph. The user of the magical properties must be aware of how important and indeed serious the use of their magic is. Why didn't they just write, "Hey, jackass, don't be an idiot with magic"? It's the same thing, just simpler. You're tired. Go home. I promise I'll be there when you wake up. I'm not, though. I find this stuff fascinating. Arcane and pompous language aside, I bet you're glad you have a wizard for a girlfriend.
No.
I said no. That wasn't even a yawn. I was just taking a deep breath. Hush. You're distracting me. And while I can think of a few more pleasant ways for us to pass the time together, unfortunately, my focus must be on this book. Because if I'm right, and let's face it, I usually am, this should hold the key into reversing your curse. Really? So you don't mind the crippling nightmares and random blackouts? You're not a good liar, you know. I'd suggest you just stop trying to lie altogether. Curses in which the target surrenders to the state of unconscious? Oh, and that leads nowhere. For fuck's sake! Can't any of these books just have a simple answer? Oh, I'm fine. I'm calm. I'm just maybe a little tired. But that's nothing a cup of coffee won't fix. I'd offer to pour you a cup, but it's much too late for you. Hush, my love. You'll thank me later when you're able to sleep. I don't even need that much sleep. Perks of being a wizard. I can channel magic energy and just kind of soak it up for a bit. Of course it does. But when it runs out, I just need a little rest, I suppose. Oh, fine. Fine. It's a crash. If I use too much, I'll crash and burn out. But I won't get to that point. I know my limits. I won't push too hard against them. I wish you would worry less over me and more about yourself. You're the one who's cursed. And from what I've observed, and from what you tell me, this is a pretty nasty curse. Someone clearly doesn't like you. And I hear you, I do. But you're not on your own now. I'm here, and I want to help you. Well, for the record, I find your refusal quite infuriating. So let's just call it even and drop the topic. I'm helping you. You're just going to have to deal with it. How's the pain? When was the last time you took your medicine? Yes, well, I'm sure the taste is something that you can get over, considering it brings down the pain. Oh, you stubborn fool. You really are quite infuriating. You know that. Because you care more about me than you do about yourself. I'm not the one who's struggling all the time. I'm not the one who desperately needs a cure. You didn't have to ask me. I love you. Of course I want... No. No, that's not what I'm saying at all. I love you. And people in love tend to do things to help those they fall in love with. I wouldn't know much, though, as I've only ever loved one person in my life. Yes, dummy, it's you. Who else would it be? Come here. Here. Does that help? Just breathe through it. The pain will pass. It always does. I'm here for you. It's okay. Squeeze my hand as hard as you need. If you break it, I'll just cast a healing spell. I was being serious, actually. Easy. Easy. It's almost over. There you are. Breathe in and out. In and out. That's it. Good. How many stars do you see? Come on, humor me. How many stars? Close. I think I conjured about 30. I suppose I could count. You're ridiculous. So, how's the pain? Has it passed? Good. I hate seeing you like that. Whoever cursed you, well, they're in for a world of hurt when I find them. I mean it. After how much pain and suffering they've put you through. Alright, so if you won't go home, will you at least rest on the sofa? Good. Go and sit down. What can I say? Enchanted blankets are better. Helps that it has a heat charm on it too. The plan is that you get some rest, and then I finally get some work done in silence. I'm afraid you're terribly distracting. Quite rude of you, really. And now you're trying to distract me more. Believe me, I want nothing more than to cuddle up with you. But I'm on a roll here, and you need some sleep. So go on. Go to sleep. It's a lullaby. To help chase away the nightmares. No, just give in. You're hopelessly outmatched here. You might as well just cuddle up into your lover's arms and sleep. Enough talk. Rest now. I'll keep the darkness at bay. I promise.